to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. Thought I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Samba is here. Let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set before we turn things over to Zombo. And let me also remind you, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. That last song was Eric Boggle's version, the original version of, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, singing The Spear at Home. And before that, we had Mary Gaucher doing Morphine 1-2. Hope I don't get into trouble for that, off of Rifles and Rosary Beads. So that's going to do it for me. I will be back next week. I'm not sure what we will be doing, but it'll be something different than what we did today. Yay. Thanks for listening.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell. I've got 25 minutes to go. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. I got 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I sent for the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die. Got 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye. Got 18 minutes to go. Now here comes the preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. I got 12 more minutes to go. Now they're testing the trap and the chills my spine with 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, oh, they work just fine. Got 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this is for real, so forget about me. Got 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on a trap and my head in the noose, got 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? Got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky. 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
what they please. 8 million thieves, 8 minute machines, 8 million thieves, 8 minute machines. Ah! We sleep, they fight. We speak, they fight. We preach, they fight. We teach, they fight. We sleep, they fight. We speak, they fight. We sleep, they fight. We fight, they die.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a slice.
Well, I wrote a little song and I put it on a record about 2 minutes, 40 seconds long. I wrote about the time that she walked off and left me and the things that I must have done wrong. I told about the sad and the good and the bad, but I didn't have time to sing it all. 'Cause a lifetime of misery and heartache and trouble won't fit on a record that small. Well, ding, bang, dong, it'd take a million records and a longer winded singer than me. But a lifetime story on one little record is something I just can't see. Well, I'll tell you right now, that song ain't a song, it's my unfinished symphony. 'Cause 2 minutes, 40 seconds ain't enough time to tell the trouble that she caused me. Well, the DJs tell me it'll never sell a million 'cause the song just comes to a stop. Yeah, they say it don't end, it just quits before it starts. Well, it sure turned out to be a flop. No long play album wouldn't even get started about the things that turned out wrong. 'Cause you just can't tell about a lifetime of trouble on a 2 minute 40 second song. Well, ding, bang, dong, it'd take a million records and a longer winded singer than me. But a lifetime story on one little record is something I just can't see. Well, I'll tell you right now, that song ain't a song, it's my unfinished symphony. 'Cause 2 minutes, 40 seconds ain't enough time to tell the trouble that she caused me. No, 2 minutes, 40 seconds ain't enough time to tell the trouble that she caused me.
Yeah, that's right. It is minutes today, and I am pretty happy with, I'm batting a kabillion already. Usually when I do themes, it goes around and around in my head, doing so many themes. I remember there was once, the show I always like to say is evolving. I started doing just like kind of free form. Actually, when I originally started doing radio about 30 years ago, it was a rockabilly show. It was rockabilly and then surf. And then from rockabilly and surf, then I started adding some garage rock. And then some lounge stuff. And then just whatever I was into. Then newer stuff. And then other stuff. So it ended up kind of being like this organic mishmash. And it needed some organization. And I never really organized for a while. I'd come in, I'd freeball the show. I'd come in after doing a late night DJing and just give you what you got. Then I thought, you know what? Maybe I should start doing some themes, and but not normal themes. You know, oh, this song's all about shirts, and there's a whole shirt thing. Hey, that's next week. Shirts? No. I did really long themes, just due to the fact that this bothers me that I don't have, you know, it's my work. This is the only thing I do that is considered work in my life, is this show. And I don't want to put too much work into the work. So it started with like, okay, let's do the alphabet. And if you listen to Zombo's Deep Archive, and it's brand new slot, Thursdays, 4 a.m. in the morning to 7. That's right, they got rid of my Sunday slot. They put a new show, somebody's show in there, and they gave me Thursdays, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. So yeah, I'll make sure to set my alarm clock, and you do too, to definitely miss Zombo's Deep Archive. Because that show is from 14 years ago. And that whole series 14 years ago, I was going through the alphabet. And it was songs all beginning with the letter A. Then it was songs all with B. And I went through the entire alphabet for, pretty much half a year. Then, what else did I do? Just everything. So this, what we're hearing today is minutes, and it's a continuing thing. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to December, just due to the fact that December is the quarterly report. And that's where I take the 4 or 5 weeks or whatever many weeks I'm in December, and I play all the great music that was released last year or was re-released last year or I just got last year, or that previous year, or the previous 11 months. And I make a show out of that, and that is a really nice highlight because it's all good music. And I got to say, today looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I mean, these last couple songs are, for you got to admit, some say, hey, I listen to the show just because it's different. And sometimes you can say stupid things on the radio that I can't believe. And the music, it's like watching like a horror movie host, you know? The movie stinks, but you wait, then the horror movie host comes out. Oh, man, that was a dumb skit. That was a dumb thing. And then back then you wait in the movie, and hey, that was kind of neat. That was kind of fun. And you watch a little bit more. But I'm trying to give some quality control here. Johnny Cash started it out with 25 minutes to go. That's probably a Shel Silverstein tune. It sounds like a Shel Silverstein tune. And that's a great way to start. Then 8-Minute Machine from Worm Dusher. That's some brand new stuff. And that's pretty good. Then we had Greg Townsend, a nice old rockabilly thing called 2 Minutes and 40 Seconds. And we did Seconds last week. And we're probably going to get into hours this week just due to the fact that there's not a whole lot of songs written about minutes. There's a lot about seconds. There's a lot about hours. There's a lot about days. So I'm going to continue this. And then I don't know what I would do. It might be nice just to come in. I think, and I'm going to dare me to do this. When I'm done with this next theme, and this theme started out months ago, it started out with the Earth and all the planets. I went through all the planets and the moon and the sun and the stars and deep space. And then when I got to space, I was like, wow, what's after space? And then they always say, like, oh, space is a dimension. And so is time. Time's a dimension. So I went from space to time. And I did all seconds last week. What else do I got here? I got minutes and hours today. Hours is probably going to take two shows. I don't know. Then we got hours and we got days. Then weeks, then a show all about years. Then the final show is decades, centuries, and millennia. And that is the very last show. And that's after December kicks in. So we're talking probably spring, like March. So this is the deal. We're going to muscle through all of this theme, all this stuff, have as good a time as we possibly can. And then, yes, let me take my shirt off. Oh, yes, now I feel free. Let me get those buttons off. Because I am going to free ball, totally. That is correct. I'm going to come in with zero planning, just like the old days. I haven't came in with zero planning in about 20 years. Seems like 20 years. Might be 10. I don't know, 10. Yeah, maybe 10. Let's say 10. Let's say 11 and a half. And I'm going to come in with nothing prepared. Nothing, zero, and see where it goes. So this way, it could be a lot of ranting and not much music, or I'll play something and I'll just kind of get bored with it, take it off and try something else. But so once I muscle through this whole space-time theme and I get past December with the greatest music of 20, or the stuff I liked in 2023, then I'm going to see how long I can double dog dare myself to come in completely and utterly unprepared. And the nice thing was when I used to come in unprepared, I used to have a hangover. So that was more interesting because I had a lot less to worry about. You know, the hangover, I'm just more worried about, like, can I stand up? Don't puke on the equipment. Don't fall asleep. That kind of. Here I'm gonna be sharp and unprepared, so that is nothing I'm looking forward to. Let's see here, what else is happening? Nothing. So I will not be on next week. I will not be on next week. Just because I won't, because and I'll program one of my deep archive shows, And it's probably going to be one of the leather shows. One of the shows where it's like, I think it was like R or Q, where it's all songs that begins with that. And that was easy to do because I just got into my, all my songs, hit the sort button. Ah, okay. That's a good one. That begins with A. That's a good one. That begins with A. I really don't know about ever doing super long themes like this anymore. This theme started off, like I'm saying, with the, probably last spring. Last spring, maybe? Yeah. How you guys doing? All right. I'll tell you some PSAs. I'll tell you about some other shows. I'll tell you some ridiculous things. And we'll get along somewhat fine. This is always a part of the show that I really, you know. It's like a blank piece of paper right in front of me. You never know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I have some music planned. I have some stupid ideas. But what will happen? It's a fascinating part about this. There's a fascinating part about this. Fascinating when you compare it to like watching paint dry, grass grow, fingernails. I'm good. I clipped them. Very nice. There's one show I actually planned. I never did it, but I was going to come in with no music. I was going to come with nothing. No music, no nothing. I think I had a dream like that. I wasn't wearing any pants, and I didn't study for the test, and I had to do a radio show with no music. And it was a dream I'd soon forget. Hey, let's get back into the minutes thing, because I have nothing fast enough. I don't have my somehow I thought I'd have some profound revelations today. And I'm just not feeling it yet. 60 Minute Man, The Dominoes, Billy Ward, and his.
Telling you now, they call me Love and Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing and 50 minutes squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. Minute Man,
call him
the Love and Dan. I rock, roll all night long. I'm a
60-minute man.
60-minute
man.
They call me
Love and Dan.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60-minute man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing and 50 minutes of squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top.
If
your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man, oh yeah.
Day is coming, it's not far away. Don't wait the last minute, my brother, to pray. If your soul's in danger, if you've lost your way, don't wait the last minute, my brother, to pray.
Don't wait, my brother, don't wait.
So the funny thing is about these kind of songs, these like country people, this is Kitty Wells doing Don't Wait Till the Last Minute to Pray. Just like the Leuven Brothers, they were kind of forced to do these kind of songs because they sold well with like the hillbilly Christian people. You know, they, we can listen to this song. It's about Jeebus. Oh, okay. But we don't listen to the song. But have you ever heard about what the Leuven Brothers made the living off of, like, you know, Satan is real and this and that. And they were crazy sinner boys. Those guys were just crazy. But there was like, okay, you got to get back in there and do some more songs about Jeebus. Really? Yeah. You want that paycheck so you can buy your moonshine? All right. Get back to it. So that's why I think a lot of these songs are very disingenuous. You know, right out, she was probably high on goofballs singing this one.
The last minute, my brother, to pray.
Don't wait, my brother, don't wait.
And they had the big hillbilly orgy after the song was over.
Treasures so rare, the crown that you win when you meet him up there. There's no temptation to cause you to stray. Don't wait the last minute, my brother, to pray.
Don't wait, my brother, don't wait. Don't wait until it's too late.
All right, so I'm not going to play all of this, even though it is suicide. It is, well, it is suicide playing it. It's 23 minutes over Brussels, and it's suicide, the band Suicide, live in Brussels for 23 minutes. And I think a lot of it is this. So what we heard is, and I got to say, these songs are pretty good. 60 Minutes of Your Time by the Wildebeests. And I was good tune. Good tune. Stranglers, 5 minutes. That's another one. So I know some folks complain and say, you know, okay, I'm doing these theme shows. The song, the music is very uneven. It is very uneven. There's a lot I don't like. And your rants, they're uneven. A lot of that I don't like. It's not like the show is so good. It's just everything else is so bad. As you can see, this. I think this is this Ghost Rider. I think it's Ghost Rider. So this is a 23-minute concert that must have been Suicide did in Brussels. And Suicide was a pretty interesting act. They were one of like the first trance electronic bands. And boy, did folks hate this band. This came out in the 80s. And the big advocate for this band was Rick Ocasek of the Cars. He actually had them open for the Cars. So you hear this. And like, you know, the average teenage gal and their boyfriend, they're expecting She's My Best Friend's Girl, and they hear this. That's one thing you got to say about folks. Not very open-minded. It took me a while. Actually, it took me a while to get into to the band Suicide also. And it just goes to show when some things are ahead of their time, you just have to be a little patient. If you don't like something now, people are going to go crazy over the show in about a millennia, you know. So that's the thing. It's like a fine wine. And, yeah. Speaking of fine wines. Nope, not speaking of fine wines. Hey, how about fine poison? Ah, good. There we go. Poison. Did you drink something, or read something, or swallow something that you shouldn't have done? Oh, you poor thing, you. Well, first thing, try vomiting. Two fingers, so think of the two. Boom. And you can't throw up, and you're still thinking, oh, man, what did I do? Why did I swallow something poisonous? Well, think of that, too. The two fingers you're sticking down your throat and dial 1-800-222-1222. How about that? It'll connect you to the poison center and your area. I wonder what that job's like. You know, probably what it is. It's just some BS thing. 1-800-2, you dial all those damn numbers. You know, you're poisoned. Your stomach's killing you. Your esophagus is on fire. You're starting to have hallucinations. You're starting to have them hallucinations. And all 1-800-222-1222 does is probably forward it to 911. Could have saved you a lot of time and trouble by dialing 1-800-222-122. And you're not going to dial that. You know somebody's poisoned. Anything, you're going to dial 911. Anything, 911. You know, oh, my God, car accident, 911. Oh, my God, somebody poisoned something, 911. Somebody took some poison, drove in, and got in the car accident. Yeah, 911. You know, I'm late for work, 911. I'm early for work, 911. 911 should just be like everything, you know. And that's got to be one hell of a job, being the 911 person on the other end of the line. 911, can I help you? Yeah, I took some poison. Well, then you should have dialed 1-800-222-1222. Click. Oh, man. Hate when that happens. So, what else is shaking here? So I got to tell you about the poison. So now you know. So there, they just did Ghost Rider. That's kind of nice to keep this underneath the... I miss the old days of how I used to do things. Not really. Because I really used to pay attention to... I used to be like a really straight-laced rule guy. And I used to say, you know what? I want this radio show to have some professionalism. I want music underneath the talking. So I put music underneath the talking. And most good DJs put music underneath the talking. Sometimes I put talking under the talking. And that can be like kind of confusing. But I do what I do. I do what I do. Tell you something else here. Hey, you know, that's the other thing I think is weird about today's show. And that is, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, because it's going to have now I can't find it now that I'm looking for it. That's hilarious. It's going to have a segue. Here it is. It's going to have a segue into a promo for a show. And that's the word minute, you know? Why is, who in the right mind decided they should spell minute like this? There's no U in it. Minute. M-I-N-I-T. Minute. And you're going to find out. My thing in the future is there, people are getting so stupid and so like, LOL, OMG. They're going to actually start spelling phonetically. They're going to get rid of all of this stuff. Because, you know, because the joke is that, it could be minute. A minute pause. And it is a small amount, an insignificant space. 60 seconds, so that means minute there. Get it straight with a minute pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on RCT. So in the future, I really do think they're going to start spelling phonetically. How is that? M-I-N-U-N-E-T. Or they just might want to get rid of the vowels. Who needs vowels? Because this way, and they're training people to do this. You know what? I can't even stand that in the background. Okay, that's just the drum machine going crazy. Well, they're actually preparing people to get rid of consonants. Oh, no, vowels. That's going to be a big thing. In the future, there's not going to be any vowels. Because if you notice, they're kind of priming us with that. With like all the texting, abbreviations. But also, it goes back even farther. To license plates, to vanity license plates. They're getting us they're processing us. Oh, that's what that means. Oh, LVR, lover. Oh, that's nice. You know. Oh, MBQ, DBQ. What is that? This must be somebody's initials. They're getting our minds ready to eliminate vowels. Yep. And sometimes why? I don't know. Sometimes why they do. But that's just another one of these insightful things where I think correct spelling is just going to be... as long as you're conveying, the whole idea of spelling is conveying your message. That's the whole idea of spelling. And, you know, and you find out a lot of these dum-dums out there already don't care about spelling. They don't even care about it. They're just spell however they want. And then people go, okay, I think I know what that means. Good enough. Good enough. So say goodbye to your vowels. Yep. And first stop, Old MacDonald's Farm. That's correct. They're going to get rid of the old E-I-E-I-O before you know it. Before I know it. Before any of us know it. So I got to thinking about the whole thing with like in the future and the past and all that other stuff. I always thought it was kind of funny when you think about like, you know, people in like the 10th century. Okay, 10th century, you know, like what they wore. You know, styles are so fast these days. It's fast fashion. Ah, there you go. A little Depeche Mode there for you coming up on the show. Never. I guess they're playing a live show in Cleveland this weekend, the Depeche Mode. And everybody's going cuckoo. You heard the new Duran Duran record? Man, two good songs. And then the rest is like, they're doing cover songs. And the rest of the album ain't so good. Oh, it's so weird. People just kind of run out of ideas. It's like, wow, this is brilliant. Listen to these guys. I wrote a song called Hungry Like the Wolf. That's great. And I got a song that's going on. And then they went downhill when they did Rio. Man, what an awful song Rio was. Rio is like getting punched in the stomach for 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Man, I can't stand that song. If you listen to the lyrics, and I'm starting to listen to lyrics, Duran Duran writes some of the worst lyrics in rock and roll. What saves their ass is their bass player. Their bass player saves their ass, man. He's playing all those killer bass lines. You don't even care what the lyrics are. You're just moving your booty to the bass line. And you're like, you know, and you hear the lyrics, and you're like, man. So I actually start listening to the lyrics of Duran Duran because I have nothing better to do with my time. And time, see? And yeah, I just really found out that that's pretty middle talent, that band. Pretty much a middle talent. What was that going on? Oh, about the 10th century. So so it's kind of neat when you think about how fast fashion is. Oh, God, I went from that to Depeche Mode. The whole idea of like fashions was like everybody wore the same thing for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Like, look at that guy's tunic. Yeah, that's so 8th century. That's so 8th. Hey, man, where did you get those high waters at? I've been noticing a lot of people wearing high waters today. You know what high waters are, right? Those are the pants that are hemmed too high and it's over your ankles and you think it's going to, you know, hey, is it going to flood today because you're wearing high waters? I have no, man, it's just me or it's the seasons, but I'll be honest with you, high waters are never going to be in fashion again. And high waters are that uncomfortable, it's not a capri pants. Capri pants, no. It's that uncomfortable area above the ankle, below the calf. And there's no attractive way to wear high waters. Even if you're like a hot chick, because that's what they'll do with these models. They'll give them the most ridiculous, gorgeous women. They'll give them the most ridiculous things to wear because they're hot. And like, hey, I might wear that. It's just a trick to get you to change your fashion. So thousands of years went by. I just think it's just amazing. So you could actually have hand-me-down clothes from like a couple thousand years and nobody'd know the difference. Oh, what are you wearing? Oh, this is my great-great-great-great-grandmother. Oh, wow, that's her dress? Yeah, yeah, she's 23. She's 23 now. Wow, your great-great-great-grandmother's 23? Yep. Yeah, oh, granny, she might make it the ripe old age of 24. And that's right, if we get that good turnip crop. If we get that good turnip crop, it'd stink to live back then. I don't care how much you complain about today. It would stink to be a human being any time before 1900. And don't kid yourself. You'll watch these old, you know, these period the thing where it's kind of like, oh, yeah, the Elizabethan times. Do you realize that's like one gazillionth of the people, you know? And those people actually stunk, too. They stunk. Their clothes were dirty. Uncomfortable, sweaty, stinky. And it's like, there is no good old days. There is no good old days. This is as good as it gets. This is why humans evolve. This is as good as it gets right here. So don't give me anything. Oh, it was a simpler time back then. Yeah, simpler. You'd maybe break your toe and then you'd be thrown off a cliff. Ah, you know, you'd sprain your ankle. And then, sorry, can't feed you anymore. And you'd die. People live to like maybe 30 years old. So the only things human beings ever done, pretty much up until the 1900s, survival and reproduction. And that ain't a lot of fun. So we are enjoying the leisure era. This is like, you know, because there was like, oh, there's the Iron Age. This is the leisure age. There's the Iron Age and the Bronze Age. I don't even know the difference. It was like, hey, here's iron. Oh, man, we got to change it from bronze to iron? Yeah, but I'm still wearing my same high waters that I wore in the 11th century. That's a bunch of all right with me. So it is one of these things where it's just the leisure age. And let's enjoy this leisure age. Even though Right now, most of you are probably trapped in a crummy job that you want out of so you can enjoy more leisure. And I can't blame you. I can't blame you. If I were you, I'd just get up and quit right now. Get up off that desk, scram. Go to your boss and say, you know what? Life is short. I'm going to be dead in about 30, 40 years. It might even be tomorrow. And what a jip it's going to be knowing I wasted my life here. I look at people's obituaries sometimes, like especially mean people like bosses and people that have really kind of like always been a roadblock in my life. You know, because you get to this age now, you can start reading obituaries and like, hey, that's a guy who used to pick on me. You know, he's dead. Let me look at his obituary. Well, he worked at some factory for 40 years. And then, man, I don't know why this dude just didn't blow his brains out when he was 11. He peaked at 11 when he was picking on me. Speaking of that, let's get into bullying. That takes me to bullying. This is perfect. So, and I got to tell you right now that kids witness bullying every day. You do too. You want to help, but you don't know what to do? There's simple steps that a child can take, that you can take to stop bullying. Don't be more than a bandstander. Don't be a bandstander. That's right, stopbullying.gov. And I'll be honest with you. Bullying is good for you. Bullying builds character on the side of not being the bully. Because the bully is going to get comeuppance. You got to realize this. Whether you believe in karma or not, bullies always get their comeuppance. Even if it's 5 seconds before they die, they get their comeuppance. And being bullied builds character. Keep that in mind. I mean, I was bullied a lot when I was a kid. And you know what? I'm glad. Because it built character. It made me weird. It made me different. It made me, like, not be like everybody else. You know? That's the bottom line. It gives you skills. Getting bullied gives you skills. Skill number one, you know how to walk away. You might get smacked in the back of the head while you're walking away, but no problem being a coward. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Just, you don't need to fight. There you go. You don't need that. That's a very important lesson. You learn that. Then you just kind of realize that it just don't matter. Ah, so what? Maybe you got a bloody nose or a black eye or whatever. It's going to be gone in a week or so. You're going to move on with your life. Okay? It's going to make you a stronger person. Getting bullied is, and I think there should be a PSA on how to get bullied. You know, because honestly, if you look at all the great people in history, most of the great people in history were bullied as kids, and it's given them the eye of the tiger. That's what happens. You get bullied, and then you get the eye of the tiger. Not to fight, but to reinvent yourself, to really understand that you're not part of the whole big, nasty part of life. You have your own thing going on. So there you go. So when you quit your job today and, wow, crap, I just wasted 11 minutes on this. It started out with me figuring out that, that's how these things go. That's how these things go. You want some more music? You do want more music. All right, 7 Minutes in Heaven by Peter Zaremba from the Fleshtones. Very nice little tune. And I'll tell you what, man. We're killing it today. I'm almost an hour in, and there's not one song I played that I didn't like, and there was one stupid thing I didn't say that I didn't think was quality stupid.
Never be the same.
You can't win them all. This one's off to a horrible start. This is the Muffles doing 2 minutes two. And we heard, what do we hear? Mystic Braves. That was a nice tune. 5 Minute Dream. And 7 Minutes in Heaven. Peter Zaremba. Yeah, these guys are a little too awesome for my blood. Let's do a minute with Gidget. The Gringos and the Grimmies. Zombo in your brain. RCT right there in the Berg pits.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so with a couple skips, big deal. As Graham Parker, I'll tell you, the guy still puts out some good music. Graham Parker, from Can't Waste a Minute, and as Graham Parker. Before that, we were the Gringos with the Grimmies doing A Minute with Gidget. And I'll tell you what, this is kind of fascinating. You go on the internet, and you can find out exactly where a lot of this minutes, seconds, and all this stuff came from. So the word minute actually comes from Latin. Everything comes from Latin. Surprise, Gomer Pyle. Right around 1000 CE. I don't know what 1000 CE is. I know they did BC and AD. But this comes from Latin, and it means the first small part. Minute. Minuta. That's why minute and minute are similar. There you go. Put that in your pipe, Mr. Sean Watson. So there. So minute, minute, they're actually very close. And the division. You can read along with me on Wikipedia. The division of the hour means like, so it's a second. So it's a minute, and then you get a second part of that. Minuta secunda. And that's where you get the word second. You get second because it's the second part of the small stuff, which is a minute. And if you go into like some Polish or Turkish language, they have a thing called a third, which is 1/60th of a second. So a third is a 1/60th of a second. So rather than like use like a millisecond, this and that, so there's actually a smaller denomination or a size for you. And the other thing is, let's see what else is. How did that get involved? That's the sign. That's two. In 1267, there you go, is a guy named Roger Bacon, who obviously invaded Bacon Bits. He actually wanted to like time the moons, the full moons. So the guy had nothing better to do in 1276. He was still wearing his high waters from the 11th century. And he wanted to get those, the time of the full moons, because there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. Watch the full moon. And time things out to the full moon in the number of hours, minutes, seconds, thirds, and fourths. So actually, that's 1/60th of a section. So there you go. And 1675, the introduction of the minute hand goes into it was invented by a guy who invented the hairspring. There you go. Now you know that. Now you know that. Now I know that. Some things I just do for my own curiosity, and I just read them out loud. There was really no research involved in that. I was just always kind of curious of like, and you could have done that too. You might have even done that. Like, wow, how did minutes and seconds get started? It must have been nice before 1276 or 1000 CE, where there was just nothing. There was just, like, oh, what is it? Well, the light's out. It's daytime. What time? I don't know. Sun's right about there. And the sun's right about there. Okay, he's there. Now the sun's over here. Oh, here comes the moon. There goes the moon. Hey, here's the sun again. That's pretty much all they did all day long. So, anyhow, here's 3 Minutes Heavy by a band called The Timekeepers. Oh, this is a nice old tune. Dig this bad boy. Yeah. So this is crazy. Speaking of time, I'm out of here. It's time for Anatomy of the Year. Holy moly, time flies when you're doing stuff. You want to introduce your stuff or you want to get right into it?
Yeah, I really
do. Okay, here. I'll pull out everything down. You can do your thing. Zombo over and out. I remain in your brain.
Awesome. Hello, Zombo listeners. You are now tuned in to WRCT's annual Anatomy of the Year event. If you looked at the schedule, you might have saw that the first set today would have been Teddy's Eastern Block Big Room set. Unfortunately, due to a scheduling error, Teddy's set won't be till, I believe, Sunday night. So instead, your favorite WRCT selecta, Big Cashy, was filling in for him. And I'm going to play an hour of reggae, dancehall, and dub selections for your listening pleasure. Thank you for tuning in.
Current it a flow, diddly diddly whoa, whoa. Never said never when you have a good thing going. Them chitter and chatter talking without meaning. But great is the man that always overstand. But know where he's going and where it's from. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Whoa. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. We got challenge, a challenge and battle to be won. So mark my words and don't get me wrong. I'm here for a while and not too long. And right here now I'm coming on strong. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Whoa. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Whoa. We're selected, collected and related. We're the children of His Majesty. Who shine His light for all the world to see. With the power of the Trinity. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Ooh-oh. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Ooh-oh. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Ooh-oh. Bang diddly flow, bang-diddly-woo, on the go. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Ooh-oh. Can you feel it? The wind that takes it all. Ooh-oh. We've got challenge, a challenge and battle to be won. So mark my words and don't get me wrong. I'm here for a while and not too long. But right here now I'm coming on strong. You feel it?